ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say this was their final.
Kyle, what's going on? Are you there?
Yep.
Awesome. Awesome. Did you get that fiber set up yet?
Finally, yeah. Only took him 3 tries to get out of here and make it work.
Those photons are little tricky things.
Well, they ran cable right to the house, so that's good. But that was what caused the problems.
Mm.
And is it like a whole new world? Are you like, is everything in virtual reality, or how's it all work? time or anything?
It is. I was getting 40 megabytes per second, and now I'm getting like 600. So it's a little better.
Okay. Well, I'll speak slowly. I don't want you to miss anything. The downloads are so fast. Anywho, all right. So Gersh is on his way, and Hugh/Jeff is not going to join us tonight. But we saw some unusual things last session. Who can encapsulate our last session? Who was not here? Kyle was not here. Okay. So that comes down to Duck or Rocket Man.
Oof.
Choices.
I thought Duck was doing it to get extra sanity.
Yeah, I was gonna defer to Duck so he could get some sanity back.
Am I getting sanity back? I don't know. I mean, if I'm not doing it for free, that's what I'm saying.
What are you seeking? What do you want?
Sanity.
You want sanity?
I'll give anything for sanity.
I'll give you a D6 of sanity.
Woo! All right.
You gotta roll for it though.
I know. One sanity would have been enough, but a D6 is just bonus.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. What happened last time?
We were following up. So Harry and Robert were watching Corporal Fisher yell at people, and then we retconned it, or we decided Hugh was there because he was not there the time before, and then he was there. And so Hugh was with Robert and Harry, we basically moved him. You know, he was berating some soldier. We moved him into a storage room. Robert got in his face. His breath smelled horrible. Rancid milk, Gersh says here. And I think I had to avoid damage from his breath or something. It was bad. So we managed to get, and then Hugo's looking for Eva and Dr. Z to have them look at him while we were holding this guy down, this Corporal Fisher down, in the storage room. So then we switched to another track where Dr. Z and Eva are asking about the 2 German prisoners that we had identified from the two sessions ago. Racing is one of them. Or no, Helm and Elzer. Helm and Elzer. They seem pretty reasonable. It seems like that maybe was kind of a dead end. I don't know. But we interrupt Eva. She comes and looks at Fisher. He has a broken skull, apparently. I don't remember that. But then, go ahead, Ty, if you're going to add on.
Fisher, when you approached him or saw him under his kind of somewhat sandy blonde,
that's right.
He had a bandage on his forehead. Yeah.
You helped him with that.
That's right. Yeah. And then I knocked him out. And like smoke started coming out of his eyes, and then one of those spiky, crazy ass pollen balls popped out of his mouth with lightning coming out of it. Robert shoots at it. It's got the same stench that we smelled on his breath. Dr. Z manages to pin it down with a broom handle. Hugh shoots it, and then we kind of turn a bucket over top of it. When we look at Fisher, he's dead, but his mouth, lungs, throat are all burned, just like the bodies that we looked at 2 sessions ago from the nurse and the other guard, I think. So then we leave Harry to watch it since you weren't there, Kyle. And Hugh and I go off to find a better container. Go ahead, what, Kyle?
I said convenient.
Yeah, it works. So Hugh will do all the grunt work this time, of course. It's better than killing the character, I suppose. we managed to find some sort of... we had an idea, I guess, that we didn't want to use something metallic, so we went and got like one of those ceramic dishes, I think, in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, Eva and Dr. Z... Who's Resig? Is that one of the doctors?
He was the guy who had the chest wounds.
Oh, right. And he was one of the prisoners.
Yeah, but he was pretty bad shape, so he's down below decks.
Okay. They come up where Resig is, I guess, and Dr. Santos is talking to an older nurse and an older doctor in Spanish. He looks frail and unhealthy, and he does not want to... It looks like he might want to talk, but he does not with all the people around. Then later on, there's a scene in the mess hall with the good-looking Dr. Carrillo from the Spanish contingent. And, well, whether she's good-looking or not, I don't know.
She is.
Okay. I mean, relatively speaking. I guess
she's pretty hot. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. Game. Yeah, she's got it going on.
Well, I'm just looking at the picture and
I'm not quite
getting it.
Yeah.
She looks a little like, you know, large. Yeah, I like them small. Mm. Anyway, everybody goes to her rest. And so I guess she was seeing Private Pullman and she breaks up with him. I seem to remember laughing at this a little bit. It was kind of an amusing scene.
She berated him for being an inadequate lover.
Right.
Small genitals, bad hygiene. She really dressed him down in front of everybody.
You know, the Spanish put down, sure. And it's funny, if Gersh was taking the notes, like the notes about what Eva and Dr. Z were doing. I don't know, Carl, if you have any... Did you guys find out anything from the German prisoners? Nothing? You guys didn't do anything?
No, they weren't really forthcoming. I don't remember getting a whole lot of info.
Dr. Nunez. Okay, whatever.
I don't know who Dr. whatever he had up there. Never heard of that guy.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
Santos L. Halper.
Oh, Pablo. Okay, he's the older guy. All right. Or I guess he's not that old. We did get the storage container from the kitchen, and we take the creature to the cabin where even Dr. Z are staying, since they're in a separate cabin, and Harry stays there and guards it. And that's all we have in the notes. I'm not thinking much else happened. I mean, there was the combat in there. I'm pretty sure I went insane.
Well, I think you avoided insane.
I did.
Failed a roll, but you rolled a one.
I did not go insane.
D10, yeah. So
yeah.
Okay, well done. All right, let's see. Let's see your little reward. Good boy. Good boy, Johnny.
Another single point of sanity.
Yeah. Hey, one big point money. Is enough. Come on.
Big money. No whammy.
Nice. Well, My plan has worked.
I'm so happy. I rolled a one. Of course I did. Just, you know, it's all...
One day at a time, Robert. One day at a time. One day at a time.
Every fucking time. I mean, it'd almost been better if you just told me I could have one point rather than making me roll and roll fucking one.
It's so much better this way. I don't know what I'm talking about.
How about... GM,
that's delicious watching you roll a one.
How about the player sanity? How about that?
That's right. Yeah.
What are all these numbers for? 52, 12. They changed the sheet again. The number in the middle is my actual sanity. What the hell?
No, really.
What is 52?
Was that your starting
at some point? Maybe. No, I thought it was higher than that. All right. Well, somebody's fucking with this sheet. It does not make me happy.
Yeah, what is the middle number?
I think the middle number is your actual sanity. Then what is the leftmost number? I'm just going to try a sanity roll and see what it rolls against. It rolls against the middle number. I rolled a fumble.
It's weird. I'm a 47, 44, 73.
And then 59. What's the 59 in the end there?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, let me look at a blank sheet. Even I'm confused.
Cthulhu Mythos.
Okay, 30. So you've got the floor. And I don't think that's a macro of some kind. This is thrilling. And then you've got current. And then, okay, so the far right in the littlest box,
yeah,
is your starting.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's 65. Believe it or not, I once had a sanity of 65.
That was higher than me.
The number to the left of that is your,
who hurt you, Doug?
Is your maximum.
Right, with the Cthulhu Mythos, yep.
And then the middle is the current.
Current.
And then the farthest left says floor. I'd have to see something times four. Floor times 4/5. That's 80%. So if you lose 20%, okay. So I think it's basically saying if you were to lose get that low in a single day, although I don't know why yours is higher than Harry.
Yeah, that's weird.
It should be my number divided by four.
So if you lose, how does that work? If you lose
1/4 of my sanity in a day, then I go insane.
No.
But it should be set to the current number, then not your max. Yeah.
Why should it be? Why would it be a higher number? That doesn't make sense.
It's four times my current sanity now.
Is it?
Yeah. 52 is 4 times 13.
Then maybe it's jacked up.
Maybe it's just not working.
And maybe it's supposed to calculate. Maybe we typed it in or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So well, let's not worry about it.
Yeah. So if I type in 50.
By the way, our three sanity rolls are, I think, a preview of coming events for the
yes.
game.
Fumble, fail, fail.
We're getting it out of the way.
Yeah, the first one is a calculated value. It'd be kind of nice if they prevented you from typing that, but it's 4/5 of your maximum. I'm sorry, of your starting. I'm sorry, 4/5 of your starting is what it should be. If you were to erase the value, if you typed it in on the far left, then it should calculate for you.
It does. It won't let me type anything in.
Do I have to roll sanity or something?
Yeah, roll sanity, Gersh.
Yeah.
what for?
Not Eva, Gersh. I want Gersh to roll sanity.
That's an absolute failure.
Yeah, it must do something. I mean, so if you lose in a single day more than or equal to 1/5 of your current sanity, then you go straight to indefinite insanity. So yeah, that's what happened to you, Robert, and you had to get all that treatment. And
Yeah. It happens. I mean, 1/4 of my current sanity is like 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Or 1/5 years. I'm sorry, 1/5 years starting. I don't know when it resets. Every day, every session, every.
Yeah.
Anywho, we'll come to that later.
I can't lose 1/5 of my starting sanity anymore.
Yeah.
I can. If I go to zero.
I'll rule on all that later. So should it happen? I don't know. Gersh, welcome.
Hi.
We did a recap and we're just starting off. Okay. So I think the only thing I would add to your recap, Duck, is that when Dr. Carrillo, Eva Carrillo, interestingly enough, publicly embarrassed Private Pullman, he kind of crumbled into an emotional ball and sniveled and cried and left the mess room. He was distraught. So,
okay.
He was quite upset. Why is she so mean to me? I'm having flashbacks to high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it is about 1900 hours on the 22nd. It's getting dark in the Mediterranean. Perhaps it's dark already. Let's see. You guys were kind of on your way throughout different parts of the ship. And Harry, just for your reference, you were left in who's gosh, what did we say that Eva and Dr. Z were staying?
They had their own cabin.
Yeah, okay, so down here with like the nursing staff or something?
Yeah.
It was different than where Robert and I and Hugh were.
Yeah. Yeah, so the non-undercover guys are kind of up here with the other crew members and soldiers and stuff in this accommodation. And then Z and Eva are down here in the nursing staff on the spar deck. And in the meantime, Harry was down there watching over the injured, captured creature.
Is it still just in an overturned bucket? Or did they find something better to put it in?
it's in a kitchen ceramic bin with a lid on it.
All right.
Yeah. Think of it. I have envisioned a giant salad bowl, porcelain but not metal. You guys were kind of worried about
like a soup tureen or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe we like have wrapped some rope around it to keep the lid down or something.
How big was the thing?
Tape.
Like a football size or?
Yeah, I mean not larger than I'll go cantaloupe. Not quite a basketball. Bigger than a softball, cantaloupe. I don't know what's that.
All right.
Foot around, foot diameter.
You got some big ass cantaloupes where you're from.
Yeah, I guess. I guess so.
That's you guys did hear why the melons had their wedding in a church, right?
Because the cantaloupe. Nice.
It's terrible. Just terrible.
Yeah.
I'll go with the 6-inch cantaloupe.
Big honey-do list when he gets home.
Nice.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. So apparently you guys are joking up on the boat deck as the moon is rising over the Mediterranean, over the Med. It's a October night.
Should we have Hugh suddenly feel ambitious and take over guard duty from Harry?
That's right. And we, yeah. Shit duty goes to the guy who's not here.
Yeah, up to you guys, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll you know, Hugh, I think I'll role play it. Oh, Harry, I'll watch this for you.
All right. Harry needed some relief. And so yeah, we've got here at nighttime, we've got Hugh guarding over the container with the creature in it. All right. What are your plans, everybody else? What would you like to do?
Oh, shit. What ends are loose?
Well, we got a sample.
Got a sample. We don't know where it's coming from, right? We know
nope.
We have a much better idea of what happened to the various people, but not.
So it might be worth visiting Dr. Carrillo. She had an angry outburst, and it seems like.
Yeah, they kind of get emotional, right?
Yeah, they get emotional or angry or whatever when they're infected.
Smell her breath.
Look at the brain on that guy. Yeah. Maybe would it be worth? Well, we could go straight to Dr. Carrillo. We could also talk to Private Pullman and ask if her breath was kind of funky.
I mean, he would remember.
Yeah,
you given would think. That duck took damage from it, right?
I don't know. I think I somehow avoided it, but yeah, I was close. Do we want to? What do you guys want to do?
Well, we have a head doctor amongst us, or one playing a head doctor. Right.
So we could have him offer counseling to.
Yeah, Dr. exactly. We saw you're upset and just want to offer counseling.
Or Private Pullman or both.
We could start with Pullman because I think that'll be an easier
Yeah.
target.
And Pullman is, yeah, he's English, right? Because we tried to talk to the Germans, and the Germans either, I don't know, either the story was turned around or whatever, but they seem pretty subdued.
I noticed that Reisig said he seemed like he wanted to talk, but didn't. So maybe there's something we need to do to get him.
Yeah, I think if there's a bunch of people around, maybe we need to get him by himself.
So we can bring him into the room where there's the dead sergeant or corporal or whatever the hell he is. would you like to talk now?
with his smoke burned out eyes and all that kind of crap. Sure, yeah. That would work.
What do we do with Fisher's body?
But the
it's still up in the storage cabinet, right?
Because I mean,
we probably should think about it, right? Yeah, and we should probably talk to the captain.
Our written reports, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering if we might
throw that in the footnote, and
we might actually. Dead. We might actually want to talk to him in person. What do you guys think, the captain? So, Dr. Z should talk to Pullman. I think maybe, Eva, do you think maybe you could get the German injured guy, Reisig, alone? You'd seem to have the best chance of that.
I could try, but if I recall, he's like on death's door injury-wise. I don't really think I'll be able to take him anywhere. Because isn't he really fucked up?
Could Eva have an idea of when, like, time of
shifts are, night? Yeah,
shifts are. And
I'll find that out. I'll find when he'll be alone, or if they'll be limited, I'll arrange for the nurses to have to be somewhere else or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you think you can arrange that or discover that? Yeah. Or...
Yep.
And you know that the you expect the patients are gonna start sleeping as it gets later, and things are gonna quiet down. You know, dinner time is over. So that seems
what do
possible.
We want to do? What so the captain knows nothing of Network N, and we've got a dead British soldier on our hands.
Mm-hmm.
What story do we want to give the captain? We should decide it all now so that we all. On the same page.
He got violent. We had to put him down.
Couldn't we just chuck his body overboard?
Well, then are we going to? Then they're going to have a search for him, right? I mean, we could do that.
He's not well liked. He knows. You know, everyone knows that he's been causing issues. It wouldn't be unreasonable.
Fragged him.
Yeah, that someone threw him overboard.
Okay.
Anyway,
we should report to the captain. We should throw him overboard ourselves and then report that he's missing.
Yeah.
And that we've searched for him, but we also observed he was not very well liked.
Yeah, we have reason to believe that he's been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Met foul play at the hands.
And we can tell the captain we're investigating that.
What the hell was that?
Wasn't me.
No, something in my room.
Oh, big snap.
Yeah.
Big electrical shock sound. That's always good.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm glad you agree.
Do you see a floating cantaloupe-sized ball of protoplasma? Snap.
Put a bucket over
that. That would be pretty much the best session ever if one of you died on the microphone.
That'd be great.
That'd be great, but of course, you know, old... whatever bot would be like exiting the room accidentally.
That's right.
That's right. Damn it, we missed it. Michael, come back to life and die again.
All right. So I think maybe Harry and Robert can go to the captain. Eva's going to look into the schedule thing. Dr. Z is going to talk to Pullman first. And that's all of us, right?
And Carrillo.
He's going to watch then Carrillo. And he's going to watch the ball.
How good are you at persuading, Doug?
Yeah, we could bring Hugh.
I'm just thinking because my persuade, you know, my social skills have been halved from this condition that I have. So, so we want to make sure that somebody convincing.
I'm very bad at persuading.
Yeah. And so
I am at the minimum, in fact.
So I can guard the thing again if you want to take Hugh with you to make sure the captain doesn't start getting suspicious.
Yeah, I can't see Hugh's sheet, but I am assuming he has like the sometimes he can use his richness to impress people. Sometimes.
His accent should code the captain pretty well.
Yeah. His credit rating.
That's what All right, so that sounds like a plan. So Harry's going to guard the ball. Robert and Hugh will go talk to the captain. So it's up to you, Ty, which scene you want to do first.
All right.
Everybody agrees with that plan, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
And I'm sorry, what about Eva?
I'm going to go figure out when Reisig's going to be alone, and if he's not, I'm going to try to sort of arrange it so the nurses have to go elsewhere and try to get a time that we'll be able to talk to him alone.
Okay. So Dr. Z, you get the story from the rest of the team about what happened in the mess hall, and you start searching throughout the ship, and you find Private Pullman, who is a member of the guards, the camp guards, who's here on the ship. You find him silhouetted by the moonlight on the upper deck. He's a dark outline, and you hear him as you identify his slight frame. He's a kind of in his drooped shoulders, and you hear him sniveling as he kind of leans over the rails on the upper deck, and he's kind of turned to the side to you, so he doesn't notice you approaching if that's what you're doing.
Yeah, so I assume nobody else is around.
Yeah, I mean, no one's with him. I mean, he's kind of alone. It is pretty quiet on deck. Folks have started to kind of prepare for bed. No one is stopped by you. You know, you're not necessarily alone. Every once in a while, perhaps somebody walks by, a crew member or another guard, but no one seems to give you much notice.
Okay, yeah, so I'll approach and you know, basically keep the conversation such that it can be private between us. So if folks are passing by, you know, we'll kind of cut the conversation and wait till they move on. But I'll approach and say,
Eva. Oh. Hi.
They're private.
he kind of gathers himself. Not very well, honestly, but he tries.
I heard you had a slight altercation with Dr. Carrillo.
Eva. Yeah. Why? Why?
So have you all been together very long?
No, we just met, but it was fate. We were meant to be together.
So what made you think it was fate?
I met her back in town, and when I found out she was on the ship too, I knew that we would be together forever.
Oh, you met her in town, huh? Where did you meet her in town?
I met her at the Naffy Bar in Alexandria.
Ah, okay. So that was the first time you met her, huh?
Yeah, and you recognize that's the Navy, Army, and Air Force Institute.
Okay. Yep.
So it's like a the non-com bar.
So as I'm talking to him, I want to pay particular attention to see if he has, you know, this any hint of, you know, foul odor coming from his breath. If I can get close enough to tell.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you get close. As far as you can tell, he is an unlovely young man, as it's written. His skin is greasy, and his hair is slicked down, perhaps by Brill cream. And his eyes are red from crying.
Okay, so no.
Where did it all go wrong?
but no hint of any kind of odor or anything like that, other than him just kind of his appearance.
Maybe a little bit of BO, yeah. But not like you've smelled in the past, huh. Smelled before.
So I understand that you thought it was fate, but these things, especially in the time of war, it's hard to have a long lasting relationship. But did you at least enjoy the time you had together?
And he kind of perks up at that, because it was wonderful.
Oh, okay. So
I never knew it could be like that.
Ah, so you were intimate.
And he turns beet red. He goes, a gentleman never tells.
Oh, you don't have to tell me any specifics. I mean, yeah, I understand. If you were intimate, surely that I can understand that, you know, maybe you thought that there was something more there.
I did. Why? Eva, why?
So what did you do? What did you do when you were in Alexandria?
I was a guard at 503. That's the camp number.
I was a guard at 503.
Oh, okay. And you stayed at the camp the whole time, huh? That's where your duty kept you.
Yeah, I mean, we would make it to town occasionally, leave. Of course, when we were getting ready to take this journey, take this mission. But yeah, most of the time I was at 503.
So what do you?
Sure, I thought it would be so much better here, but it's not.
So what do you think happened to make her so angry at you?
I don't know. She was everything to me. She was the world. I don't know. Why would she do this after all we've been together?
Okay, so you think that she liked you just as much, huh?
Of course. Of course.
Well, so what you know, I've got a little bit of expertise in these matters. Maybe how about if you can settle yourself down and clean yourself up? You know, you're not really presentable to anybody the way you are. And if you, you know, take a shower and clean up, that'll make you feel better. Why don't I do you a favor? And then I'll go talk to Dr. Carrillo, and I'll see if I can see what's going on with her. And maybe, you know, we can.
You will?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. Anything. Thank you. I will do anything to get her back. Okay, Sid, get it together. Okay, I could do this. You'll help me. Okay. When should we meet?
Well, just let's take it nice and easy, okay? I can't yes. promise anything, but first things first, you need to go get cleaned up. And
okay.
You've got to make yourself presentable and get your act together, because no self-respecting man, and no one's gonna put up with that. No woman will put up with, you know, a man that's walking around sobbing. So get yourself together.
Right, it's time to man up.
That's right, man up.
Okay, I can do this. All right, thank you so much. What was your name?
I am Dr. Smythe with a Hungarian accent. Oh, don't forget.
Doctor. Thank you. Thank you, doctor. Thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, I got it. I can get it together.
And with that, he walks off, perhaps, to his quarters.
Okay.
Okay.
And the Oscar goes to...
Ty, you were really pulling something, some deep trauma there, like some real heartbreak. Maybe.
I thought it was a little too spot on.
Flashbacks. Okay. All right. So, all right, Dr. Z, you've to Private Sid Pullman. And you've got some. Well, you've told him what you intend to do. What do you intend to do next?
So I'm going to make my way to find Dr. Carrillo and mm-hmm. and basically do the same. Try to figure out what the heck is going on with her. See if I can get any. Maybe she's got something to give up.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of the same deal. You search the ship a little bit. Perhaps you're checking. Kind of what they call the upper deck, the wards are. You do know that the Spanish Red Cross observers have their lodgings on the spar deck. They're at the it's their lodgings. And let's say that you. Approach and you are how do I do this? There's actually kind of a little bit of a not a reception room but kind of a lounge room here off the nursing staff quarters and then off the quarters for the Red Cross observers, so kind of in between. So in the lounge. You approach or you make your way through the door and seated around the table, you see this older gentleman who we established last session was another member of the Spanish Red Cross, a Dr. Martin. Dr. Nunez is there as well, and Dr. Carrillo, and they are seated around the table. A round table, appearing to have an evening drink, and they're engaged in conversation. And they notice you open the door, and I think they've recognized you as a doctor, or perhaps coming around, or perhaps your garb. But doctor, good evening.
Doctor.
Exactly.
Mind if I sit with y'all and have a drink?
Oh, please. Yes, of course. Join us. It's been a long day. Dr. Martin and I here, we're talking about some of the latest cases. And Dr. Carrillo here just needed a break. But yes, please join us.
So what do you what do you think about the latest cases? What's going on? What are some of the more difficult, strange things that you're having to work on?
Well, nothing too unusual, and that come along with the horrors of war. Some of the wounds have persisted in needing attention to prevent infection. But it seems that we've done all that we can so far. Nothing to be too alarmed about, but certainly we have to be on top of our game for this.
So you're obviously you're treating patients for their physical wounds. My expertise is the wounds of the mind. Any of the patients stick out to you as maybe needing some help in those areas?
Well, you know, that type of treatment is usually not something that we deal with all that closely. You know, it's largely been dismissed as having any use. Really, the medical attention is all that they really need.
Oh, no use, huh?
he's trying to be friendly, but he's dismissive, perhaps, your profession.
Ah, okay. Well, all right. Maybe you and I should talk, have a chat sometime. You know, maybe I can.
Oh, doctor, you think you could figure out something about me with your analysis?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I have seen things. I have seen things back in Barcelona. Things. And he kind of pauses for a moment and looks away. Things that would try men's souls.
Like what sorts of things?
I tease. doctor, please. Do not treat me as one of your common patients. I'm fine.
Oh, you're anything but common.
Oh, you flatterer. and at this, Dr. Carrillo even kind of laughs a little bit. Oh, doctor, you're so funny. You are a jokester.
Dr. Carrillo, you had some excitement earlier today, did you not?
Well, whatever do you mean?
Well, I happened to overhear that you laid it down pretty strong on some poor fellow.
Oh, you've heard of him? You've heard of my run-in with Sid, Mr. Pullman?
Oh, I don't know too much about him.
There's not much to know. Obviously, his temper got the better of him. And he paid the price.
Oh, he has a temper, does he?
Well, Dr. Martin, Dr. Nunez know all too well that more than once Sid has hit me.
Oh, really? Well, that's...
I made no secret of it. I did the best, but he's taken it too far.
Well, you know, that can be, let me ask, what initiated the assault?
I don't know. I had been seeing him, and he perhaps didn't like some of my opinions. Oh, I'm not your average Spanish woman, as you can tell from my position.
Oh, you are. Far from average.
Yes. So you can understand why I would not want to spend my time with someone such as him. Especially someone who would treat me like that. No man, no true man. Well, I'm sure you, doctor, never treat a woman like that.
Obviously, that's not the way to treat a woman.
Exactly. So perhaps I made too much of a scene, but I can only give you my word that he was deserving of all the characteristics I attributed to him.
Okay.
And some that I didn't bother to mention. In retrospect, I don't know why I was wasting my time.
But did you see a future, or it was enjoyment in passing?
It's hard to say. I don't know. And with that, Dr. Nunez kind of steps in, kind of inserts himself into the conversation. Eva has been known to follow her heart to her own detriment. I look on her as the sister I never had. Do my best to look out for her. And it seems that this is one time that her heart got the better of her.
We should all look out for each other. That's really what my expertise is about, us looking after each other like in situations like that.
Perhaps.
So, well, let me ask this. Do you have any further interest in Private Pullman, or are you done?
Ugh. Heavens, no. I've wasted enough time on him. Heavens, no. You've seen him. What was I thinking?
Oh.
What was I thinking? I have plenty of work to do here. I have plenty to do. I can't be bothered by chasing after men such as him who treat me like that.
True.
His anger was relentless.
Oh, his anger's relentless, huh?
Relentless when we were together.
Really? He seems pretty meek from what I understand.
Well, don't be deceived by his by appearances. All those soldiers are trained to the edge of anger and in some cases resentment. You'll never know what they're going to do behind closed doors.
Hmm. Okay. Well, so I tell you what, I'll continue to have some social, I'll continue with the social conversation and drinking, but I think, at least in my mind, I'm kind of set on maybe going back to Pullman and checking him out later on.
Okay. Yeah. So, you continue to socialize and Dr. Martin, he seems to be a middle-aged man. He's got a very cheerful manner, especially once he has a couple drinks in him. Both of them, despite ages, but in terms of seniority, I mean, clearly Dr. Nunez is the one in charge among the Spanish Red Cross team members. But it's very pleasant evening otherwise. And although Nunez does regale you with some stories about the Spanish Civil War and things that he's seen. It's a very, otherwise a very pleasant evening into, I don't know, perhaps into the late night, you spend socializing. In the meantime, Robert, you and Hugh make your ways to the captain's cabin.
Yes.
I take it.
Yep, we do.
You do? And yes,
Hugh's with you, right?
Yeah, it's Robert and Hugh.
Okay. The captain is in his cabin at his desk, and he... gentlemen, please come in. And he sits up straight and rests one arm on his desk, leans forward as if to... anticipate some important news. How goes your work? How goes your investigation?
And this will be Hugh talking. Mm-hmm. Well, sir, we felt it was important to brief you on the current status of our investigation and some irregularities we have noted. Are you familiar with a corporal? Robert, what was his name? Robert doesn't remember either.
Fisher.
Fisher.
Fisher. And he says, and he's, just a moment. And he pulls out, he reaches into his desk and a piece of paper. I don't see him mentioned in your earlier reports.
Yes. Well, we've been making a lot of progress since the last report, and we felt this was important enough to brief you in person. So we've Excellent. Noticed Corporal Fisher is not well liked among the crew, and apparently at this moment he is actually missing. So we're
Egad's missing? Are you serious, man?
Yes. Yes.
Oh goodness.
So obviously we're treating this with the utmost priority. We've combed the ship in as secretive a fashion as we can. We'd appreciate it if you would, do your part to, while we conduct this investigation, to keep, not obviously I are, and we'll take your input as well, Captain, but we'd perhaps like to keep this And I don't know what the proper British phrase would be, but, you know, translated as on the down low, while we try and figure out what exactly is going on. But if the captain wishes, we could certainly have an all hand search. But, you know, at the moment, we believe Corporal Fisher may have been involved in some illicit activities. He also, you know, due to the dislike that we mentioned, there may be some nefarious activity afoot among the crew, and we're looking at both of these possibilities.
Goodness. He stands up from behind his desk and he clasps his hands behind his back and starts pacing back and forth. Well, this is difficult. Who else knows about the corporal's alleged disappearance at this point?
Our other investigator, Harry, you've met him, sir. Knows, of course. Man. Yes. As far as among, that's all we know of. There may be other people who have noticed he's missing, but we have not heard any other. We don't know. The only three that we know, and now yourself, the four of us are the only ones.
And do you have any evidence that do you have any evidence that he's gone missing? We can't find him. Okay. Well,
I guess, and Hugh would probably add, and we've made inquiries. So his superior officer and some of the men directly under him may have noticed that he hasn't reported to duty. You know, he went off shift. And I'm just making this stuff up on the fly. Let's say he went off shift earlier today. He's not due to go on duty until tomorrow morning. So we don't think that anyone has noticed, but it's possible some of the men in his unit or his commanding officer has noticed. And we were asking as subtle questions as we could, but they may have. But they may also know that we suspect that he's missing.
I see. Well, as you can imagine, as captain of the ship, my duty is to the safety of all who are on board, but also given the delicate political nature of our overall mission, I can see that perhaps we'd be best served if we were to keep this under wraps.
As you suggest, sir, I think that would be an excellent idea.
However, you have me at a disadvantage. Perhaps not as well trained in these matters as you are, but I am at your service. What would you recommend that we do to keep this under wraps? What can we do? And he starts scratching his thick beard.
And again, Hugh will very raise his chin. In his fawning manner.
What to do?
Well, perhaps, sir, if perhaps a reassignment of the corporal, or and I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, Robert will pipe in and say, maybe we say he's in the brig. There was an altercation that we did observe, Captain.
Really?
Yesterday, where he was berating some of his men and even got physical with them. So perhaps we could say if we truly want to keep this a secret, we can confine him to quarters, and I'll have one of my men guard him at all times. Whoever's not
so
here.
So this altercation was seen by many.
It was. It was on the main deck.
I see. Well, that may just work.
An excellent idea, Captain. That's an excellent idea. I'm
so glad you thought of it. Yes. Well, yeah. I've been known every once in a while, but thank you. He's clearly buying into your flattery.
Sir, you should look into investigation after your career on the sea. You've got a knack for this thing.
Oh, well.
I'm spreading on too deep.
Abort!
He's up! He's up!
My read of this, Captain, the way Ty's playing him, is that you cannot spread it on too deep, though.
So this, in this altercation, the team.
You broke up, Ty.
This altercation was with a member of his one of his direct reports.
Was it? Do we know that?
It was another soldier, perhaps. Yeah. You're not sure.
Yeah, we're not sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how long do we think he's been missing?
What time is it now, Ty?
It's 2100 hours.
What time did we kill him?
In the afternoon.
The last time, the altercation, which was very close to the last time we saw him, was about 6 hours ago, sir.
I see. Well, yes. Well, let's get this plan into motion as soon as possible before word gets out and people are looking too closely. In the meantime, you'll have to double your efforts.
On, yes, sir.
Uncovering his whereabouts or anything that may be going on. And as usual, I will expect regular reports, either to me or to my first mate.
Yes, sir.
As I will be retiring for the night. In fact, I keep my nightgown here in the storage room just offside my cabin. Let me walk over there right now. but yes, I will be retiring for the evening soon. So, well, yes, let's get this plan into motion if there's anything that you need me to do. In fact, I will go speak to Corporal Fisher's commander and give him the news directly.
Ah, very good. That would be most helpful, Captain.
Okay.
And if you could just designate a cabin that we could guard as the location for his incarceration. I'm sure you're, as a captain, you would know the best
location. Yes. How about use the storage room off my cabin?
Excellent. Excellent.
As it has limited access, often locked, has a good lock because of the
perfect
the types of materials that are stored there.
Perfect.
And I'll be able to keep an eye on it from time to time as well.
Excellent.
Now, we must get to work. Time is of the essence. We are just a few days out from Barcelona.
Very well. Thank you for all your assistance, Captain.
Well, I know your mission is important, whatever it may be. But as long as you're straight with me, I'll be straight with you. Thanks you for bringing this to my attention.
Yes, sir.
Dismissed. All right. So you're set up to, you know, however you want to handle. He gives you a spare set of keys for the storage.
Nice
room, so you can lock it and
lock
it. It's your right. You know,
keep the body in there. Did we throw it overboard yet? I don't even know.
Probably not. If it was still daylight, I think we'd need to do it at night.
Right. I don't know. It's pretty stinky, though. Maybe we want to throw it over.
Yeah, that's my feeling, is that we should probably get rid of it.
Yeah. I think, I don't know that an autopsy is going to tell us anything that we didn't learn from, you know, they didn't learn from the other body. So yeah, we'll still get rid of it, but
okay.
The storage.
So you just want to wait till the wee hours of night and, okay.
Dump it.
Okay. All right. So, okay. It's a little bit after midnight. And it is, very dark outside. There's not much of a. There's only just enough moonlight to outline Private Pullman when Dr. Z was talking to him. It's a crisp October night, and let's see, Dr. Z going to bed. Hugh goes to bed. I'm sorry. Who? Was someone going to be at the storage space?
I think. Well, I think we would make a show of like having someone kind of guarding it, or having making sure if it's lockable, then that's perfect. We'll just lock it, mm-hmm. and we'll say we'll put a sign on it that says "No entry by order of the captain."
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, and every once in a while, we will take food in there.
Okay.
and bring a bucket out and dump it over the side.
Okay, got it. All right. All right, so he goes to bed. We've got Harry was watching the creature. Harry, do you need relief or what's?
Well, I don't sleep, so I'm kind of the perfect guy to watch the thing. I don't sleep. I don't eat. I don't use the bathroom. I could basically just sit here undisturbed the entire night.
I forgot about that. Gosh, darn it. I need this written down somewhere.
I am wondering, can I actually smell anything either? I might be I might be useless in detecting somebody who's been infiltrated.
Yeah. Yeah, that's no, I mean generally you have somehow ways that you're not quite sure. But you do. You okay. do.
Because I don't breathe either, so that's. Because so, I wrote all the stuff down in the uh-huh. injuries and scars section of my.
It is the strangest thing. It is the strangest thing. I mean, every day is a new discovery, Harry. Every day is a new discovery. How does it work?
But I can still love.
You still. I have no genitalia. But I still love.
It's a deep spiritual love.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, you actually are well suited for this guard role. All right. So you're guarding the creature. Dr. Z, what would you like to do?
So I will go and check on Pullman on my way back to my quarters for the night. And see okay. if he's awake. If he's awake, I'll talk to him. If not, we can wait till later.
Yeah, I mean his accommodations are kind of off the exam room on the upper deck, and so yeah, he's actually asleep. He's asleep in his bunk.
Okay, then I'll wait till you know the morning sometime and catch him again. See how he's doing.
Okay. Robert. And Eva, what are you guys up to?
Oh,
so I was trying to find out by looking at the schedules and stuff when.
Oh yes. Yeah, it's quite late now, and the medical ward is largely quiet. You know, some nurses who are on the night shift are, you know, checking charts and IV bags and perhaps changing dressings for certain wounds as the most critically injured POWs that are down here are sleeping, close to sleep, or perhaps drugged up to a point where they are asleep, but it's generally pretty quiet.
All right. It seems like now would be the prime opportunity to try to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I was hoping to, you know, I guess I should try talking to him by myself since I speak German. So okay. when the nurses aren't around or whatever, go talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're able to approach pretty easily, and he is sleeping, but it seems to be a light sleep, and he seems to stir. And wakes up as you approach. And there's a combination of German and broken English. He does speak a little bit of English, okay. Probably enough to get by.
I mean, my German's 65, so I'll okay. just speak German to him.
Yeah, that's kind of professional level. You know, his German is like grade, or his English is grade school level. So yeah, but you guys, you look familiar. Have I seen you before?
Yes, Herr Isaac. I came by earlier to see how you're doing.
Oh, yes. So many people come to see me. Yes, but it is late. What brings you by this late?
I was wondering more about your situation. To find out a little bit more about your comrades from your war experience, specifically their names are where are their names? Helm and Elzer.
Yes. What? My friends, what happened to them? They are so different now.
How so? Because I had heard from some other nurses that you were saying such things. How are they different?
I think the camp experience changed them, or perhaps the war experience. And there are other things that can change a man.
In regards to what?
Like swapping out your body with a duplicate from a vat of alien substances. Oh. Well.
We're alone and you could trust me. Sometimes it's nice.
What makes you so sure? What the things I had to share could put a man like me in danger.
And do you feel that I would discuss these with other people? Your safety is my main concern.
Well, I suspect my health is your main concern. But what about when you are not here? Who look after me then?
Oh, I'll always be around. I could stay by your side. I'm a very charming person.
That you are, Fraulein, Frau, Frau Doctor. I don't know.
So your friends, though, they're different. How so? You say that they've changed because of the camp or their war experience, but how have they changed? What are they? Are they angry? Are they?
Well, it seems to have started, at least with Helm, when he had that affair with that nurse, killed herself. It's no secret that they were together. Seems to be the chatter all around these. And as far as I can tell, Helm seems to have no regrets. No regrets to what he's done.
No regrets to the nurse's death?
To the affair, to her death. I think he's been hanging around with Elzer. That man has no compassion.
Elzer is the older guy with the burn on his face. Okay.
Yeah, he's the senior. He's senior. Basically, Helm is the equivalent of a private first class, and Elzer is a corporal rank.
Yes, I believe I've met Elzer personally. Man, a few words.
Yes. Well, if you could get him to talk, I'm sure he would tell you some horrifying things.
Horrifying war experiences?
Sure. That's the least of his problems. I suspect that he and Helm were responsible for the death of that kind young soldier, that guard at the camp.
And how did that guard die? And I heard there was an incident.
Yes, he was certainly attacked and ambushed. But there was really never too much evidence, enough evidence to convict anybody. But all the German soldiers know that Elzer and Helm had it out for him. Poor Private Bray. He never had a chance. I don't know why they would go after him when it was Corporal Fisher who was the one who was so troublesome.
Well, I heard Corporal Fisher was involved. And was hurt in the matter. Is that not true?
Mm-hmm. No, yes. Oh, yes. Hurt severely, but somehow he survived. But I had no love for the man, or even Private Bray, but a soldier is a gentleman first, and such behavior on either side should not be tolerated. But I seem to be in the minority in that opinion. That is why I need your help.
Anything, Herr Rising?
As I mentioned, I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe here. Who knows if I'm on Helm and Elzer's list next? I need your promises of protection in exchange for this information.
I give you my word as a doctor and a
yes.
Whatever. I'm trying to think of. I was going to say mother, but I'm not. as I give you my word as a doctor and as a whatever the hell. What the hell am I? Where the hell am I from? I forget the region that I'm from. Whatever.
Yeah. But you see, this is why I give you this information.
Yes. And as a member of the neutral nationality.
I see.
So I will keep you safe.
He rubs his face a little bit and says, "I hope so. I hope you can protect me."
I know others who can also assist in this matter.
Excellent. Excellent. That is good to know. And with that, he starts to drift off to sleep.
Oh, damn it.
Yes?
You're gonna actually make me protect this asshole.
was there one more thing?
The information. The information.
Oh, no. I think he gave you the information. About the affair, about the Elzer and Helm being responsible for
the death,
the attack on Fisher and Bray.
Okay. That's fine.
You know, and that he fears for his life or his safety, I guess.
So I slowly inject him with no. Okay, I'll stay by his side for the night.
All right. Robert and Hugh, what were you up to? Did Robert step away?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, nope, just came back.
I think we need to dump the body still, right? So
that sounds like a Robert job.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, well, I could potentially help him with that, but then somebody would have to guard the.
That's a good thing we got Hugh around.
I think we can leave the pollen ball cantaloupe by itself. I mean, we would tape it up and tie it up. I don't think it's going anywhere.
Yeah, famous last words.
Oh,
yeah,
Hugh too. Hugh could guard it.
Yeah, wake him up, and then we can have a Weekend at Bernie's moment with getting this body off the ship.
That'd be great. Okay. Yeah, I mean, and it's a pretty short distance from the storage room to the side of the ship, if that's what your plan is.
Yep.
I mean, I don't There's probably guards about somewhere, but you know,
we would be able to
create a diversion. Okay. So who's going to go take care of this body ultimately?
Harry and Robert.
Yep.
Harry and Robert. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So it's about, let's say you guys are waiting till it's, well, how long do you want, what time do you want to do this?
2 or 3 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. When there's fewest guards walking around and they would be least likely to be alert. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And your sense is the size and speed of the ship is generating enough wake and noise that either the engine or the water rushing by is.
Oh, and we would totally weaken to Bernie's it, like, you know, like pretend he's our drunk friend and like
between us, you know, shoving him along.
Hey, what are you talking about? You jerk, and punch him and have him fall over the side.
Oh, no. No, we wouldn't raise any alarm.
We would still make it look like the three of us are walking into the side of the ship, and then, oh, only two of us come back.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you make it back up to the storage room, you unlock it, you grab the body, you make it to the side, and with a heave or two, a nice little push, his burnt, smelly body tumbles into the water. Just the slightest hint of a splash. Splash. Okay. And, you know, straighten your jackets and make your way back below deck. All right. You are walking towards, let's see, so this was Robert and Harry. Okay. Oh my goodness, I'm getting confused. Where were you guys? What were your accommodations?
We were in the crew on the spar deck.
Yeah. Is that true for you, guards? Robert?
Yeah, Robert, Hugh, and Harry.
Okay.
We're with the guards.
That's right. Z and Eva were kind of...
They're undercover and they have their own cabin in the nursing staff. Yeah,
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is where the creature is, right? And Hugh is there.
Correct.
Hugh's down. Okay. All right. So you are making your way down this hallway past the ward, and all of a sudden you hear, blam! Blam! Blam!
I'm gonna pull out my
BAM! And these gunshots, sequential gunshots, are coming from somewhere on the ship. Your best bet is below deck, on the deck below, and
spar deck.
Yeah, the spar deck. And Eva, were you with Hugh?
No, I was hanging out with Reisig.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Just as the rest of the team walk by the ward. So you've got Robert and goodness gracious, Harry were walking by the ward when the gunshots went off. You were hanging out with Reisig, and Hugh and Dr. Z were in quarters. Dr. Z was grabbing some Z's while Hugh was on duty. And yeah, Dr. Z, you're awoken in your bed, your bunk, by these loud gunshots. And your guess is they're coming from this direction, you know, the fore of the ship.
Okay. Well, I'll hop up, and I can't remember if I had a sidearm or not.
You might have had one. I mean, you probably weren't carrying
the correct answer, Dr. Z, is you had one in your cabin.
All right. Yeah, you had one in your cabin. Yeah, that's fine.
All right,
yeah.
Then I will grab. Yeah, then I'll grab my sidearm and
pistol. Yep,
pistol and you know, tactical move down towards the whatever the sound is. As best I know, at a tactical move.
And I'm sorry, did you leave the room? Your room?
Yeah, I'm gonna head. I'm gonna grab my sidearm and you know, try to cautiously make my way quickly. Make my way down towards the sound.
Okay. Yeah. yeah. By the time you get out, I mean, people have started to poke their heads out of their doors. What's that? You see some of the nurses, and you know, they're kind of poking out of these doors here down the hallway.
I'm telling them to get back in.
What's going on? What's going on? What was that?
Yeah, get back inside.
Okay. And are you yelling at him, or are you just kind of?
I'm not gonna yell at the top of my lungs, but basically, you know, it's gonna be get back in.
Close the door. He's got a gun.
Shut the door and lock it.
Okay. What's going on? And they seem to heed your direction. Yeah, and you can make your way, you know, so from what you remember, you kind of down this hallway, and around the corner is this door into the lounge. I don't know if you're looking at the ship map like I am.
Yeah, I am.
Uh-huh. Okay. And let's go to Robert and Harry and Eva, as you guys like to do.
I think we'll head towards the sound, too.
Yep.
I will not.
we don't know Eva's in the.
I protected. I was going to protect him, and I'm not going to leave him now that I've heard gunshot.
Okay. I don't know. Somehow.
Now wait. Let me make sure. You had said Hugh. Did we? Oh, that's right. We'd switched Harry and Hugh because I needed Harry to help me throw the body. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, earlier he was with you, with the captain, but yep. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So you make your way down the stairs that somehow connect to this hallway, and just as you make it down, you see Dr. Z with his pistol drawn approaching this door. So the three of you, Robert, Dr. Z, and Harry, are kind of outside the lounge here.
All right.
And yeah, there's commotion. I mean, people are taking notice. They're poking their heads out. You know, perhaps Robert and Harry, you guys ran into some people in the stairwell, and they made way for you because they tell you were in a hurry.
Yep.
And we're dressed like guards, so
no, yeah,
we would look like people that should be responding.
Yeah. Yep. Good point. Okay.
All right.
You're outside the lounge.
I am in my skivvies and boots.
who's opening the door?
I'll make a hand motion that I'll open the door, and then you tactical your way in.
Yeah, we'll go.
Tactical entry breach.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. You make your professional entrance through the door, and the lounge is empty. And it's somewhat dark. I mean, you guys have been down here before, so you can kind of make out the table and chairs that you recognize from earlier visits. And this door into the Spanish Red Cross observers area seems to be halfway ajar, and there is some interior light coming through it.
Are there any more gunshots, or did we just hear four? Total.
You just heard the four, and it was about that. The spacing was just about on for what I was.
So it didn't sound panicky.
Yep.
What you guys give me a listen roll? The three of you.
Success for Robert.
Yeah, Robert and Harry, you hear some moaning. Coming from that room. Give me another listen roll.
Extreme.
Yeah. Robert, you can make out two different moans, and one of them sounds female.
I'm gonna hold up two and make the sign for injured, and then I'm gonna motion that I'm kicking in the door, and they're gonna cover me. Or I mean, the door's partially open, but I'm gonna fully breach it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. The door swings open, and yes, it is the interior cabin for the Red Cross observers, and. Inside, you see the bodies of Dr. Nunez, Dr. Carrillo, Dr. Martin, and Nurse Zarzo. And I can't remember, but just as a reminder, last session, somebody saw It might have been. Yeah, even Dr. Z, when you guys were talking to Rising earlier in the day, it was the four of them who were talking together. So you, I don't know if you really haven't remembered, haven't interacted with Nurse Zarzo that often. But Dr. Martin, now don't get ahead of yourselves. Dr. Martin and is face down, or who you presume to be Dr. Martin. Is face down with blood pooling under the top of his body. Perhaps he's been wounded in his head. Nurse Zarzo is on her back and seems to have been shot in the chest. But it appears that Dr. Nunez and Dr. Carrillo have suffered gunshot wounds, but appear to be the source of the moaning. Oh, oh my lord! Help! Oh.
Do we see any weapons in here?
You do not. But you do smell a light hint of gunpowder.
And there's no. Like, it's not that big of an area, is it? It seems like we'd see who made the shots.
Is there one more door on the other side of this?
Yeah, on the map there is drawn.
Is that really a door or no?
Sure.
Okay. yeah, so that doesn't seem like good indication that we're going to find anything in there.
Right. But,
gold bars stacked to the ceiling. No. Yeah, I don't know. It's storage or something. Yeah, I mean, there are four cots, light beds, single beds, and couple desks. I mean, it seems to be double as a living area and a area workspace. Yeah, sleep and work for them.
I mean, Robert's going to search thoroughly and kind of, and maybe surreptitiously, like kind of smell their breath for the ones that are lying on their back.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking for any weapons.
Okay. Yeah, no weapons are found. Upon approaching Nurse Zarzo, she has the telltale signs of the burned esophagus area, burned nostrils, burned eyeballs area, you know.
And she's got a wound in her chest?
She also has a gunshot wound in her chest.
But she's dead, or can I tell?
She is clearly dead.
Okay.
She is clearly dead. You know, she's got a bloody gunshot wound in her chest. At the same time, she's got, you know, those burn marks that you've seen on Fisher and the nurse Mary, what was her name? Cannon? Mary? I forget her name, but yeah.
Sure. Cannon sounds.
So do we see the pulsating melon?
Cantaloupe,
yeah.
You do not. Give me a spot hidden roll. For Robert and Dr. Z.
Both failed. Good.
I'm going to step back out to the lounge and are there lights that we can flip on there?
Sure. Yeah, lights. All right. You turn them on?
Yep.
So Nunez and Carrillo were moaning. Mm-hmm. Martin's face down. I'm going to flip him over.
Okay. Yeah, he's taken a gunshot to the neck, and that seemed to be where the blood was pulling from. Mm-hmm. Under him. Yeah, he's clearly dead.
Okay.
But nothing else unusual about him.
Okay, so Carrillo and Nunez are alive, moaning. Yes.
Yeah. Carrillo has a leg wound. And Nunez has been shot in the right shoulder.
And they're both unconscious, or you said they're moaning?
They're moaning, stunned, perhaps shock, but conscious. Conscious, alive, other than the unusual gunshots, there's, you know.
So just assuming that they're going to know what I'm would say if they understood me, I'm like, did you see it? Where is it?
Who are you talking to? Which one?
Carrillo.
Carrillo. Oh, it was him. It was Sid. He did this. Sid.
Pullman? Is that this. Pullman's first name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's his first name. Sid, his anger. I told you he would do this. He would
and there,
do,
there's no would their breath nothing. Doesn't the breath of either one of the two that are still alive doesn't smell funny at all, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'll talk to Robert will talk to Nunez and say, what happened? Where's the shooter?
It was Pullman. He did this.
Where'd he go?
He ambushed us in our rooms. Why? Why would he do this?
Where did he go?
Dr. Love would not do this. I do not know. He's not here.
What happened to Nurse Zarzo? Why? How did she get burned?
He shot her. He shot her. You can see.
Robert's going to mutter under his breath.
What, give me a psychology roll, Robert.
Okay. I'm not that good at this. I'm better at psychoanalysis. I'm better than the default.
Nice.
Ooh, sweet. Success.
So this is a little hard to sort out. I mean, he's been shot. So yeah, he's supposed to be shaken.
Mm-hmm.
But he's shaken by something.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure that it's because he's been shot.
Yeah, I guess the best. I mean, he looks frightened as much as he looked shaken. Mm-hmm. I guess with your hard roll, I'll give you a little bit
and
of.
And where was his bullet wound again?
His shoulder, his right shoulder, upper. You know, from the front.
I'm gonna kind of put my fingers over his bullet wound.
Always the light touch.
Start pressing.
Robert, always with the light touch.
And I'm going to say, Doctor, it's important that you tell me everything.
Are you trying to hurt him? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, just a little bit.
What? Give me a doctor, you fool.
I want to come in.
I'm sorry. Does this cause you pain? I'll get you a doctor. I need to know what happened here.
And Carrillo kind of sits up. Stop! You're hurting him. You're hurting him.
Robert's going to turn to her.
We're the victims here. What are you doing?
I'm with her. I'm going to hold her.
Robert's going to turn to her, and he's going to give her a smile.
The dead-eyed smile of a
dead-eyed person. Smile.
She recoils. Don't stop it! Stop it! Why? Why? And she kind of buries her face in Dr. Z's.
I'm going to turn back to chest. To Nunez and say, "We're doctors on their way. All the pain can stop." And I'll press a little more. Just what happened, Doctor?
Give me a strength roll.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to. You're, yeah.
My persuade or my intimidate sucks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Success.
There are other ways to get people to talk. What? Make it stop. What? What do you want?
Just tell me what happened, Doctor.
Pullman came in here in a rage and just started shooting up the place.
Yeah, what happened with Nurse Zarzo? I know there's something you're not telling
she
me.
She took a shot in the chest. Look at her.
Look Why is her throat burned? Where shot is up the place that came out of her, Doctor?
Four deliberate shots.
I don't know what that was.
Where did it go?
It. And he kind of nods to the door. The door you guys came through.
All right,
I'm standing
in the lounge. Yeah. And so by this point, Harry, in addition to the lights being on, you've noticed that one of the windows, one of the port windows is open. Portholes is open.
Oh, fuck.
Guys.
And I say porthole, it's bigger than a porthole. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
green door.
Pretend like, I don't know if you can see where I'm clicking now, but on the ship here, this kind of deck area, that might be the top deck though. I don't know.
Yeah.
You
right down here. Usually have could've much more in the porthole on a lower deck, but anyway.
So could a person
ship, you know, ship.
Could a person, some people could.
Okay.
Especially someone with their hair greased with
somebody naturally greasy could fit through.
Yeah, slight man.
Guys, windows open.
Have you met Harry? Have you met Pullman, Harry?
I have not, so I wouldn't know.
Okay.
But I do see it open and reach the conclusion that somebody or something must have gone out that window.
And the other thing, the softball came out this way too, Harry.
I'm just gonna do a quick search through the room, look under all the tables and chairs, and you know, make sure nothing's hidden.
Harry, give me a spot hidden roll.
Nice.
All right. You do see on the ground, kind of soaked into the carpet of the lounge. You see blood, a trail of blood, somewhat fresh, leading to that window, to that porthole, and to the in between the porthole and the quarters of the observers.
Okay, I'm gonna go over and see if I can see anything out the window or hear anything outside.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's quite early or quite late. You know, it's 3-4 in the morning. I guess you can dump the body about 2:33.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite dark out. You don't really hear or see anything. A nice breeze.
Guys, there's a blood trail out here. And unless the melon bleeds human-looking blood, I think our shooter went out here.
Did somebody shoot back at him? I'm going to turn back to Nunez.
Yeah.
Is there something else you're not telling me, Doctor? I'm not going to touch him this time. I'm just going to cock my head and smile at him.
I guess it could be the nurse's blood from the thing exiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so once the blood gets into the room, the blood trail gets into the room, it kind of... not necessarily mixed, but it gets kind of confused and all the blood, you know, everyone's been shot. Everybody's dead. Blood's flowing everywhere.
Robert thinks it's possible that like Pullman got blood on him he's in blood or something. Maybe. Yeah, I guess. So.
Yeah. I'm even looking to see if there's a skill that I could, you know, give me.
Robert doesn't mind hurting the doctor, even if he's telling the truth.
I don't think any of us were concerned that was something.
You'll need a session with Dr. Z, fake psychiatrist, later.
That's right.
Yeah, my friend Dr. Z tells me you don't have much use for psychiatry.
Yeah, Dr. Z, you're there. You're comforting Dr. Carrillo. Anything else you got going on?
The big thing is, so they're, I think, make sure they're stable and then get them taken care of so we can go. Actually, why don't if we get the information we need from them, why don't y'all go see if you can track this thing down, and I'll make sure these guys
you are taken care of. Coordinate. Yeah, you can coordinate.
Yeah, and probably worth mentioning, as you're, you know, you're following the blood trail, checking on people, you're able to find, or you see the cartridges, the casings, the bullet casings.
Spent bullet casings.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's only four.
There are four. You find all four. They appear to be British rifle. Potentially. I mean,
yeah.
You wouldn't be surprised if it was the right. Yeah, you guys know enough. British rifle.
We would know the caliber.
You would know the caliber.
What a casing from a British, the standard issue British rifle look like.
Yeah, okay. Then that's what you think it is.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, and you start to hear others approaching. Other, who knows who.
I'm going to nod to Harry.
Who remembers? What was that?
And I'm going to look at Harry and say, let's go track Pullman down. We'll leave Dr. Z to handle this okay. mess. And we'll leave out. And Robert's going to come out of the room and say, we need medical staff in there. There's people injured. Everyone else stay out. Has anyone seen Pullman?
And they're kind of looking at each other. No. What does he have to do with this?
Either help the people inside.
Is he okay?
Or
was he...
go back in your room? What? And Harry and I will we'll head out. I'm guessing if he went out.
Well, I'm going to look out the window and see where you could have gone if you'd gone out the window.
Okay.
Like what levels of, you know, what type of access does the window have to the rest of the ship? Is there only one way that he could have gone?
Could he just jump in the water? Or?
Yeah, the window is boop, splash. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's into the water. That's interesting.
And so Robert and Dr. Z, who met Pullman? Robert?
I have.
And Dr. Z, yeah. Yeah.
Once you guys.
You met him at the mess hall a couple days ago.
Yeah, that's right. I did.
Yeah.
Was I there too? Or was that... because I know Robert and I, we chatted up some of
that's
the,
right. It was Harry did meet Pullman then.
Some of the crew
did? Okay.
In the mess hall. Yeah.
If you
I didn't realize he was there.
If you met Pullman or think you met Pullman, give me an idea roll.
I'm going to roll to see if I think I met Pullman.
is that
oh my gosh. I failed an idea roll.
Wow, I failed too.
All right.
All these smart people failing.
Yeah, so Dr. Z, I mean, you guys, perhaps the three of you start kicking around the idea of Pullman exiting through the porthole. And yeah, he's a tiny guy. But it wouldn't have been easy for someone even that small. So I guess I would say not impossible, but
we think
not.
It's unlikely.
Not the thing that would be easiest to do.
In the fuzzy cantaloupe can float in the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the window was open, you said, right? When we
yes. Came. Yeah, the porthole is open.
Yeah.
So it can float in the air? Yeah.
Yeah. So when you've seen it in the past with Fisher, you know, it kind of climbed out of its mouth and then kind of hovered in the air.
Yeah.
Until floated.
Kind of wield firearms.
kind of whacked it down to the ground.
Yeah, okay.
Well, what do you think? I'm thinking, so we don't think, so what, so Dr. Z says, I don't think he went outside that, he went out through that window.
Yeah, so Pullman didn't go out that window. That thing went out that window.
Okay. Well, let's start searching the ship for Pullman, because we need sleep. Yep. We need to talk to him.
Okay. All right. So you guys start checking around. And by this time, Captain Horton has shown up as well.
I think here we can tie Pullman into the murder of Fisher.
Yeah.
Or the disappearance of Fisher as well. This will dovetail nicely. So we can tell the captain we suspect Fisher we suspect Pullman did this, and that he was also involved in Fisher's disappearance. And we need to find him.
That's so salacious. Like, there's, it's a ring of conspirators, and maybe something went wrong between them. We need to talk to Pullman, sir. And
so we don't put all the guards on it. Tear the ship apart.
Egads, are you serious, man? And then
deadly.
He turns to his first mate. Get the ship guards. Whoever he calls. He calls some soldier instead. I need you to lead a search party for Pullman. Get the arms. All right, so you guys do a search, and apparently you're getting some help from some of the captain has been commanding around.
Mm-hmm.
So this should be pretty straightforward. I'm assuming, so I would have told him where his room is. It would have been probably the first place to go look.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of wondering whether he's going to be there or not.
Yeah, so he was kind of he would have been sharing the accommodations with Hugh and Robert. I mean, Hugh wasn't there at the time, but Robert and
no, Pullman. I think he's Dr. Z is talking Pullman. About Pullman.
Yeah, Pullman.
Pullman was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So a thorough search of the ship is done, and Pullman is not located. He is not found.
Oh, okay.
His bunk is partially made. He not like someone was in there at some point. I think someone, maybe it was Dr. Z, maybe you saw him earlier in his bunk.
Yeah.
The bunk is empty. His locker chest is still there and still got things in it. But he is not found there or anywhere else on the ship.
I don't trust Nunez and Gorilla.
Yeah, that's a suspicious scene. But on the other hand, Pullman is missing. So, there must have been some involvement, right? Unless he just killed himself and was completely unrelated to the shooting of the four.
Well, we don't. Yeah, people. They could have thrown the gun out or something. What? I don't understand. Or that
you guys have gathered back in the nursing staff.
Right, quarters. We've gathered in our private room.
All the five of you are, what's going on here? Okay.
Yeah.
I think we need to keep an eye on the four, or the two still living Spanish doctors.
I mean, why? Yeah. Is there, and now I'm going to turn to Eva and say, is there any way
other than... I'm still down by Reisig.
Oh, that's right.
Come to talk to me yet?
Oh. Yeah, we would come and get you.
Okay.
We'll send Hugh.
Well, if we search a ship, we should have come across you anyway.
Yeah, we would have come across her, and we would have said we need to have a discussion.
Yeah, I find it odd that someone would have had good enough aim to shoot someone in the neck and chest, and then somehow...
Yeah.
Especially the deliberately timed... You know, it wasn't wild shooting that we heard. It was four very deliberate shots.
Yep.
So I want to guard on.
I should have put more pain into that.
Well, there's still time for that. We can get them alone.
Well, I'm sure they're in a ward somewhere.
Well, we can have them isolated, put them in their own quarters, and then have them all to ourselves.
Well, you know, actually, that might not be if we're dealing with more of these things, that might not be a bad idea anyway.
Yeah,
because I think it's communicable, whatever this thing is, and I wonder if Pullman just got used up somehow. I don't know.
But one thing that seems to be related is when Fisher was hurt, the thing emerged. And when she was shot, the thing emerged. So I'm wondering if pain or something is...
if it, forces, if it forces worries that if the body is so we have to like, we have to kill them.
or I mean we weren't
Robert says them. No, I'm listening.
I don't maybe think just we wound. Were about to kill Fisher. We just hurt him.
That's true.
Like, as soon as he was wounded is when it came out.
Although, but both Nunez and Carrillo were already wounded. Do we have any, is there?
Well, their breath also doesn't smell, so I mean.
Right. That's what, like, do we have any other way of telling if this thing is in them other than the smelly breath before they die and the thing pops out, or before they get injured and the thing pops out?
I mean, an autopsy.
Shh, stop squirming.
I think it's called vivisection.
Yeah, vivisection.
Eva, give me a medicine roll.
Oh, I'm really good at failing. Best skill I'm at.
Yeah, that's your one job that you never succeed at.
You had one job. Yay! Hey.
Yeah. So I think at the very beginning with the suicide victim with Mary, you know, you checked out the microscope. You've seen Fisher. You've now seen, maybe at some point you got the chance to see Zarzo, Nurse Zarzo. I mean, I know you were not joking about the autopsy. You're not convinced that you would have to kill somebody.
You have an
exploratory surgery kind of.
Yeah. It requires a difficult surgery by a skilled surgeon. But yeah, you're kind of dealing with the unknown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Eva a skilled enough surgeon?
Yeah.
Or
yeah. She would. Okay. Sure.
She does if she passes her medicine roll.
Hey man, I gave myself an autopsy.
She's 66% good.
66% good. Maybe what we need to do is talk to the captain and get our two patients into an isolation ward. And then have a little surgical fun.
So your two patients are Nunez and
yes.
Okay.
I think how much more should we wrap the captain in to maybe get a larger list of people? Because I mean, Zarzo here, like, where the hell did that come from?
Well, how are we gonna identify?
She was wearing a red shirt.
Yeah. Well, I'm all for wrapping the captain in, but you know he's kind of an idiot.
You know, because we got our two guys that jumped. You know, I fill everyone in on what I learned. You know, we got our two guys that Reisig's terrified of, and they've clearly had contact with someone that contracted the disease.
Right.
You know, so it's potential that it was given to her from him. You know, perhaps we should ask around and see if anyone's been fooling around with Zarzo.
Yeah, we should definitely do that. But what, like, if it could be anywhere in anyone,
do surgery on it? No. Yeah, I guess that's not, but I mean at some point I may want to do surgery on the two German dudes. And we might need permission to do that or something.
All right.
We'll cross that boat if we need to.
What do we want to do first?
So just to make sure, because we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we got a bunch of characters on here. So just to make sure, Fisher's dead, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we put an X on him. Carrillo and Nunez are hurt. What I'm wondering is we've been talking about people who've been injured, and then this thing comes out, and I'm like, who's left? Who's not been injured? Because Reisig's injured,
And we have a picture of him.
Elser's been injured. Helm's been injured. So there's basically Kasi and the captain, who's left.
Oh, there could be 50 other characters that I could still pull. Of the ones showing. So we know Helm has had contact with someone that had the disease.
Yep.
So
and Elzer's had contact with Helm, obviously.
Yep, Elzer's had contact with Helm. I mean, there are two peas in a pod.
And yeah. Reisig with both of them.
Reisig with both of
he
them.
He has that burn on his face.
Yes.
Well, and this looks old, seems looks to char. Scarred. Yeah, is it an old scar or is it...
Uh-huh.
I don't know, when he first met the...
Yeah, so...
Weird ball of whatever.
So I think it was I think it was Eva. Eva, you did the research on those files.
Yeah.
Early on in the filing cabinets. So remember that Helm, you remember that Helm, Elzer, and Rising were together and injured in shelling at the Battle of El Alamein.
Yeah.
And so Elzer's visible scars are from
that, okay.
A year or two ago. I forget how long ago that battle was, but yeah. So they're not fresh.
Okay.
what's the red?
They're wounded.
Wounded, okay.
Little drop of blood.
I did the crosses on Carrillo and Nunez for the wounded.
Oh, okay. Nice. Uh-huh. You even made them match kind of the color.
Well, it's just my color of, on the.
No, it is. I see that.
Okay, now we're going to start drawing mustaches. It all goes back to dick jokes.
It always does. Hey, I haven't drawn a single dick tonight, so come on.
You know what?
What?
Let's see. It's August 25th. We are coming up on 3 years since Robert, I think, drew the first penis on the virtual tabletop.
August, yeah. An August anniversary.
What was that Steam application? Was that virtual tabletop we used to play?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No, it's called...
What's it called?
Something tabletop.
Tabletop...
Simulator.
Simulator. Yeah.
That's right. We were on that for a short time, weren't we?
Yeah.
It had worked the out 3D pretty well. Shit going on. Uh-huh. That's right. I forgot. And then we
flipped the table.
You could flip the table.
And I just remember sitting there watching someone penis on the map, and I was like, "Oh my god, what have I got myself into?"
Yep. You're welcome.
So I will. So Pablo Nunez got shot in the shoulder. So yes, I could probably simply perform an operation on him fairly easily.
Let's do it.
I'll be operating surgery. On his chest area.
Oh, but my wound was in the shoulder.
Nope, just from the fly back.
I'll knock
what
him
I'm
out.
Doing.
Uh-huh. See, Spuzzica.
I need to take some of your chest material. You're going to take some of these veins and arteries from this big red thing here.
All right,
route them up.
So, and I'm trying to remember your exact cover, but you know there are other doctors on board. You're going to have to come up with some ruse with the captain, perhaps, to get. He's probably more than willing to help. But
I think just that we believe that they may be involved because we did implicate them already when we told him mm-hmm. about Pullman and said this may be a ring of conspirators. So I think
we can
tell the captain we want to keep them isolated and we want unfettered access to them to interrogate them. And I think he'd be more than willing to agree to that.
Of medical whatever, because I'm not a doctor, so they could be like, you know, we want her because she's not a higher echelon.
Yeah, she wouldn't be involved person. With them. We believe she's right. not implicated in this
she's
ring.
She's an old lady.
Yeah.
Right. She just can't, you know, she's new. She wasn't.
She has no affiliation with the camp. Or.
Right. Yeah, I think we can put together a reasons why we can have alone time with these two wounded doctors.
Okay.
I think.
Go tell him, Hugh.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, so that, yeah, through some of the captain's help, you guys were able to come up with a cover story. And the captain, who normally wouldn't have perhaps authority, he's pulling the overall ship's rank on this, which comes across as quite extraordinary. He likes throwing his weight around, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're able to, Eva, if I understand the plan correctly, Eva, you're going to try to conduct an investigation. What's the word? An evaluation of that either. What's the
a live vivisection. Autopsy.
Exploratory surgery.
What do the doctors do? They do evaluation.
Exploratory surgery.
Okay. Yeah. And are you going to do them one at a time or together?
Yeah, we'll do one at a time.
Okay. Who would you like to?
We'll do Nunez first.
Nunez first. Okay. And he's like, why are you working on me?
Shh, sleep now.
No tears, only dreams.
Yes.
The captain's orders.
Okay. Are you going to drug him up, or are you going to...
Yeah.
Okay.
Time now.
Robert suggested no anesthesia, but we could be...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you have a pretty easy time then... conducting the evaluation, you know, outside of the bullet wound through the shoulder,
which I will fix
stitch him out. Yeah, he looks normal. Otherwise, you know, you check his esophagus, and I don't know, checking for lumps in his chest, whatever it might do. Mm-hmm. No smelly breath. He seems. To your examination, it seems unafflicted by anything unusual,
all right,
given the circumstance.
I will stitch him up.
Okay.
And call
thank
him
you, Doctor. Oh, Doctor. Well, oh, give me a medicine roll. He dies on the table.
Oh no! That's such a... Oh, okay.
Oh my goodness! He wakes up and goes, "Doctor, I had no idea you were so skilled. I feel fantastic. My shoulder is stronger than ever before. No. It's just like I wasn't shot 3 hours ago."
Yes.
You do a great job at stitching him up and tending to his injured shoulder. Carrillo next.
Yep.
Okay. Very much the same situation. She... as far as you can tell, is unafflicted. No smelly breath, no unusual things. You know, while she's breathing, you wouldn't be surprised if her breathing had been unusual, if something that large were in her lungs or somewhere else, her mm-hmm. stomach or something. Outside of the shot in her, you know, bullet wound in her leg, her right thigh,
mm-hmm.
She seems okay.
All right, I'll fix that. What angle did that go in? Can I tell?
Into her leg?
Yeah.
You can tell, and it went in kind of, I don't know, straight on, like through the front of the leg and out the back.
Okay. So, not necessarily someone standing up and pointing the gun down their leg. You know, like was it, does it look like someone holding a gun like downwards, or is it
almost as if give me another medicine roll. I don't know if we have forensics or something, but give me a medicine roll. Yeah, I mean, your estimate or your guess is that she was shot straight on and she was standing. I don't know what else I could tell you.
Okay. There's no
answers. You wanted to know if it was like post, like she'd already been lying down and
someone shot. Okay.
Or you know, if she held the gun to her leg and shot it.
Self-inflicted.
No. Yeah. No, that would not with a rifle. That angle,
yeah,
you know, people can do funny things, I guess, but okay. Your evaluation lines up with what she told you in the sense that she, you know, they were standing and talking or something, you know.
Yeah. I still don't trust him.
Fair enough.
Right. I'll sober back up.
Okay. Medicine roll.
I'll cop a feel too.
Fail. She loses a leg. okay. Yeah. Wow. That was. The shot, you know, carved through flesh,
shattered femur,
skin, nicked the femur. It was quite a difficult operation to get her stitched up again. We'll see how it takes.
Oh well,
you know, you can tell it's not your best work.
That's right. She's prettier than me, but not anymore.
Not anymore. All right, let's call it there for the session. Yeah, lots of questions.
Mysteries upon mysteries.
Mysteries upon mysteries.
Well, at least I healed Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. Spanish Burt Reynolds.
Reynolds. All right. Nice job, guys.
Yeah, good session.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Good stuff.
Yep.
All right.
And again, that really was top notch, Ty. Like, no joke. It's really awesome.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think this is the most successes Eva's ever had with her medicine rules.
I know.
I had an extreme and a hard.
I was going to say something, but I didn't want to jinx it.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure I'll fail my when I could.
When it counts yeah. for your
kind of like pass. When I roll for sanity, yeah.
All right, cool. Well, we're scheduled for 2 weeks. I am 50-50 on that right now, but I want to do if you can.
I have a conflict on that date too. I should let
you know. Do. Okay,
it's not a hard conflict at this point, but it's I'd say 50-50 also.
Okay,
it's the guy who does XKCD. He's coming to Powell's, and my son really wants to go. So,
cool.
Powell's is your bookstore?
It's a bookstore, yeah. So,
is that a somewhat nationally famous bookstore?
I was going to say that.
It's known outside of Portland, but it's only in Portland. Yeah.
See, yeah
but if see, but it's Portland famous.
Yeah, it's like huge, isn't it? Isn't it like a huge bookstore?
Oh, yeah,
bookstore?
Yeah. It's a city block in size and like four stories.
Yeah.
Wow.
There, Powell's.com has a lot of shit. Like if you can't find something, they sell online and they have a lot of stuff that's hard to find.
Yeah, we have a cousin in Portland, and he bought my daughter's, I'm pretty sure, gift certificate from Pals.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of like, well, we're not in Portland.
Yeah, well, they sell online.
And yeah, so it worked out. At the time, we were kind of like, what is Pals?
You have not heard of Pals. Jeez.
Well, okay. Yeah. So, I'm supposed to be out of town for part of that week, but I might be back in time. But we'll see how it goes. Anyway. Let me get back to you guys.
Just, let's circle around. Let me sort of just let you know as I look at my schedule. Yep. I noticed that was on there.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Cool. All right, guys. Thanks a lot, and catch up next time.
All right. Okay. Good times. Talk to you guys later.